Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back to the 28th recording from the book, The Degree of the Woman in the Religion of Islam, where we're on page 135. And we have these last two chapters, actually, of biography. The noble lady Aisha, radiallahu anha, and also Asiya, the daughter of Muzahim, the wife of Pharaoh, radiallahu anha. And the last 60 pages of the book are questions and answers that were asked of CD and recorded, so that will be the last, whatever, 15 readings. 10 readings of the book. We'll begin with the Fatiha and then we'll start and read about these two beloved women. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Rahmanir rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Page 135. The noble lady Aisha, radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her. She was a mother of the believers, the daughter of a great friend, radiallahu anhu, and the Khalifa to the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was from the house of Taim, a sub-clan of the tribe of Quraysh from Makkah. She was the absolute pinnacle of women. Her mother was Rahman bint Amir ibn Uwaymir ibn Abad Shams from the Kinaniya tribe. Aisha migrated with her father, Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, and the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was married to the Prophet a few months before the migration from Makkah to Medina. Her marriage to the Prophet was consummated 2 years after the migration through Aisha's relationship with the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abundant knowledge and blessings were transmitted. Not only did she receive direct knowledge from the Prophet, she also received knowledge from her father, Abu Bakr, from Umar, Fatima, Sa'ad, and Hamza ibn Umar al-Aslami. Many people have told her story. The narration of 2,210 ahadith from the Prophet, Bukhari and Muslim agreed on 174 of them. She narrated, that's what it says, she narrated 2,210 ahadith from the Prophet, Bukhari and Muslim, and agreed on 174 of them. Oh, Bukhari and Muslim agreed on 174 of them. Bukhari alone agreed on 54, and Muslim alone agreed on 69. She was born in the beginning of Islam and was 8 years younger than Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet. And Aisha used to say, when I reached the age of distinction, I became aware that my parents were following only the teachings of Islam. She was a beautiful, a fair woman. And for that reason, she was called Al-Humaira, the little red one. She was the only virgin that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ever married. And the Prophet loved Aisha unlike any other woman. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, said, I was given 9 things that were never given to other women after Maryam bint Imran. The angel Gabriel was sent down in my image in the palm of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he commanded him to marry me. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam married me when I was a virgin and never married another woman who was a virgin. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam surrendered his soul to his Lord, his head was on my lap. His grave sallallahu alaihi wasallam was established in my house. The angels surrounded my house. Sometimes the revelation came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when I was with him in his bed. I am the daughter of his close friend and successor, the Khalifa. The divine revelation, why? I was created in goodness to a good father. I was promised forgiveness and noble sustenance. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was married to Aisha and to the noble lady Sa'da at the same time, after Khadijah's death. He consummated his marriage with Sa'da and stayed with her alone for 3 years. Then he consummated his marriage to Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, in the month of Shu'al after the Battle of Badr. Amr bin As, may Allah be pleased with him, who came to Islam in the 8th year after the migration, said, O Prophet, who is the most beloved of the people to you? The Prophet said, Aisha. Then, who is it among the men? And the Prophet replied, her father. Narrated by al-Bukhari in the chapter The Virtues of the Prophet's Companions, in the chapter The Grave of the Prophet, and in the Contention of the Lineages. Anas ibn Malik reported the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying, the excellence of Aisha over women is like the excellence of soaked bread, al-Tharid, over all other foods. Narrated by al-Bukhari in the chapter titled The Virtues of the Prophet's Companions and in the Virtues of Aisha. It was said by Abu Musa al-Ashri that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah has perfected many men, and from the women he has perfected Maryam, daughter of Imran, Asiya, the wife of Pharaoh, and the excellence of Aisha as compared to women is that of al-Tharid over all other foods. Tharid consists of thin bread soaked in a broth of meat and sometimes vegetables. This is narrated by al-Bukhari in the Virtues of Aisha in the Beginning of Creation in the chapter of the Angels, and in al-Adab in the chapter Who Called His Friend's Name But Missed the Letter, and in Asking Permission in the chapter Greeting from Women to Men and Men to Women, and in the chapter, If Someone Told You Someone Sent You the Greeting of Peace, in Muslim and Companions, and in the chapter The Virtues of Aisha. Abu Salama narrated that the Prophet said, O Aisha, here is Jibreel offering you greetings. She said to the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may the peace and mercy of Allah be upon Jibreel. O Prophet, by the mercy of Allah, you see what I do not see. Urwa said, Aisha stayed with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 9 years. Narrated by al-Bukhari in the Marriages, and by Muslim in the Virtues of the Prophet's Companions and the Virtues of Isha. Al-Bukhari narrated that Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, reported, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, I can tell when you were pleased with me and when you were annoyed with me. I said, how do you know, O Prophet of Allah? And he said, if you were pleased with me, you say, no, by the Lord of Muhammad. And when you were annoyed with me, you say, no, by the Lord of Ibrahim. Then I said, Allah's Messenger, by Allah, I in fact leave your name when I am annoyed with you. Narrated by Al-Hamidi in his reference, narrated by Abu Dawood in The Struggle and in the chapter titled Master Over the Man, by both Ibn Majah and Al-Nisa'i in the chapter titled Companionship of Women. Hisham ibn Urwa narrated from Abu Bakr that Aisha said, The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raced me and I won the race. On a second occasion he raced me and I had gained some weight and he won the race. He said to me, This one is to even the score. Mentioned in the chapter Al-Haythami in the collections and of the editions referenced to Al-Tabarani and mentioned by Abdullah Al-Hakim in the Mustadrak. Al-Za'ari, may the Allah, mercy of Allah be upon him, said about Aisha, If we compared Aisha's knowledge with the knowledge of all women, Aisha's knowledge would outweigh all the women of that time. Narrated by Nabu Naim in Al-Huliyya and by Hakim in the Mustadrak. Urwa ibn al-Zubayr said, Once Muawiyah sent 100,000 dirhams to Aisha, and she gave away the entire amount to the people in need before she went to bed that night. Her servant said to her, I wish you had spent one dirham and bought some meat for us. And Aisha said to her, You should have asked me. Narrated by Hakim in Mustadrak, corrected and agreed upon by Al-Dahabi in Al-Thakis, and mentioned by Al-Siyuti in Ad-Dhuhr and Al-Adhuhr Al-Mandhuhr. Surely those who falsely slander chaste women, from the Quran 24:23. This was the revelation that came about after Aisha, about Aisha to prove her innocence when she was falsely accused of adultery. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with both of them, said, This revelation came especially about the accusation of Aisha, narrated by Ibn Sa'd in At-Tabaqat, corrected by Al-Hakim in the Mustadrak. The story of this fabrication and how the revelation came to prove her innocence is widely known. She was born the fourth year after the Prophet received prophethood. She died on the 58th year after the migration. She was 63 years and 1 month old at death. She was buried at night after the witr prayer in Al-Baqiyah, and Abu Huraira led the prayer of her funeral, and five of those who attended the funeral descended with her body into the grave. Abdullah Urwa Al-Qasim ibn Muhammad, Abdullah ibn Muhammad ibn Abu Bakr, and Abdullah ibn Abdul Rahman ibn Abu Bakr. Alhamdulillah, then this final chapter, which is short, of Asiya, daughter of Muzahim, wife of Pharaoh, may Allah be pleased with her. Asiya was one of the best women. She married the Pharaoh, Egypt's king at the time of Musa, and did not give birth to any children during her life with him. He was in love with her and would listen to her. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planted love for Musa alayhi salam within her heart, and she bestowed her mercy upon him, deeply loved him. Pharaoh would kill the boys of the children of Israel, but she was able to convince him not to kill Musa alayhi salam. She had a vision that Musa would have a great future. In Surah Al-Qasas, the real says, And the wife of Pharaoh said, He will be a comfort to the eyes for me and for you. Do not kill him, for by chance he may be of use to us, or we may adopt him as a son. And they did not perceive what he would become, Quran 28:9. She brought nursing mothers to him, as the Quran informs us, but Musa rejected all of them except his own biological mother. When Asiya declared her faith in Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Pharaoh called her mother and threatened her, saying, either she dies or she denounces her Lord. Her mother sat alone with her and wanted her to denounce her Lord, but Asiya refused and said to her mother, do you want me to cover up the truth about Allah? No, by Allah, I would never do that. Therefore, the Pharaoh ordered her to be brought and tied between four pillars. She was tortured until she died, but her tongue never stopped remembering Allah. Allah speaks of her high rank when he mentions her in Surah Al-Tarim. He says, and Allah sets forth an example of those who faithfully believe, the wife of Pharaoh, when she said, my Lord, build for me in your presence a house in the garden, and deliver me from Pharaoh and his work, and deliver me from the people who are the unjust oppressors. Quran 66:11. Asiya bint Muzahim believed in Musa alayhi salam, and it was said that she was his aunt. When she saw her house in the garden, she laughed, and the Pharaoh said, do you not marvel at her madness? We torture her and she laughs. She was tortured in the heat of the sun, but the angels rushed to shade her with their wings, and it was said that Pharaoh nailed her hands and feet and left her under the sun, and Allah allowed her to look at her place in the garden. Qutada narrated that Anas narrated that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, there are four examples of perfect women in the world that are enough for you. Maryam, daughter of Imran, Khadija, daughter of Khuwailid, Fatima, daughter of Muhammad, and Asiya, daughter of Muzahim, the wife of Pharaoh. That brings us to page 140. And again, as I said, the next sections are all questions and answers. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.